It's taken 3 years, but the coalition government has finally succeeded in its attempts to re-establish a stronger building industry watchdog. The ABCC bill was one of the triggers for the double dissolution election in July. It passed the Senate yesterday with support from One Nation, the Nick Xenophon team, Senators Darren Hinch and David Lionhelm, following a swag of concessions. This follows the passage last week of another KIR bill, which was the other double dissolution trigger, the Registered Organisations Bill, that imposes increased penalties and criminal liability for union officials in line with standards imposed on company directors. Now, the Prime Minister says these two bills are not so much union busting, but economy boosting, although the new laws are certainly targeting the very powerful CFMEU, the Construction, Forestry, Mining and Energy Union.
The CFMEU has treated the millions of dollars of fines and the thousands of charges of wrongdoing and breaches of the law with contempt. Over 100 officials, as we know, before the courts and over 1,000 charges, and yet the Labor Party said there's nothing to worry about. We took this bill to the people. We took it to the people, we were returned to government, and now we've delivered.
The Prime Minister, Malcolm Turnbull, speaking yesterday. Well, we're joined here on Breakfast this morning by the National Secretary of the CFMEU, Dave Noonan. Welcome back to Breakfast.
Oh, good morning, Fran. Thanks for having me on.
So the government won, you've lost. What's this going to mean for members of your union working in the building industry?
Well, what hasn't won is the building industry already sort of common sense. Look, I think you could expect that I would be critical of the bill, but independent academics who analyse industrial relations, like Professor Andrew Stewart, have also been very critical of this bill. The Prime Minister throughout and Minister Cash have been trying to tell the public that this reform will cut the cost of building by 30%. They have been saying that this will result in huge reductions in the cost of housing for new home buyers. This is, of course, nonsense, but perhaps the only thing we can say, one thing we can say about the passage of the bill is in 6 months or 12 months' time, the Australian people will be able to examine those propositions that have been put forward by the government, and they will be seen to be false and hollow.
But back to my original question, what do you see the negatives in this for your union employees who are working in the building industry? What are you worried about?
Well, I think the most obnoxious thing that's left of the bill, and it's a very different bill than the one that the government presented, is the power given to the minister to blacklist companies who engage in what is otherwise completely lawful bargaining with the union. So enterprise agreements will, if the government publishes the code they've said they're going to publish, companies and workers and unions would be prohibited from having any term in an enterprise agreement limiting casualisation. They would we would be prohibited from having any clause in an agreement promoting a ratio of apprentices. In an industry which has had a history of employees being forced to work 65, 70 hours a week when there were no restrictions on overtime, upper restrictions, you can't have a clause limiting the amount of overtime worked.
But have you put this on yourself, though? Because you talk about lawful bargaining and there's EBAs, and there are so many stories now. It's legion, the stories of the union blackmailing employers, blackmailing companies, even getting busy getting new agreements signed ahead of the introduction of this bill to make sure that your members not only get big pay rises, but the union gets the power to enter the construction site at any time for any reason. And some builders, major builders, was saying they had no choice but to agree to the new terms, otherwise they feared protracted industrial action.
Well, it's disappointing, Fran, that you'd use a completely inaccurate and emotive term like blackmail. Now,
hang on, it's been proven. The CFMEU has already paid out several million dollars to Boral in the settlement because of alleged blackmailing charges. It's not an emotive term.
Well, I think you need to be very careful. Fran, there is a matter in front of the courts at the moment where an allegation such as that has been made. It hasn't been determined. And I think that to comment on a matter that is in front of the courts, which is unrelated to this bill, by the way, is a very, very unfortunate and dangerous thing. So I'd just ask you to take.
I guess some that's what I. That. I suppose that's what I'm saying, Dave Noonan. That
no, I think Fran, with respect, the throwing around of emotive terms like blackmail in relation to what is robust but lawful industrial relations behaviour, you just made a criticism that the union has tried to sign employers up to collective agreements. To yeah. that, we plead guilty. That is what trade unions do. And in relation to the question of potential industrial action where agreement cannot be reached, that's what the industrial relations legislation of this country provides for. That's what happened when there was a shift from arbitrated awards to enterprise
agreement.
People
listening here, are you the head of the union saying to everybody listening that your union does not engage in bullying? You're clearly saying it doesn't engage in blackmailing, though there are people facing charges. This, I accept they haven't been proven at all and they are challenged. I accept that. But there has been a settlement with a company, Boral, and everyone has seen, for instance, the video of a union official swearing and threatening a construction manager. Are you saying to everyone listening that that behaviour has not been happening within your union? And are you not worried about that?
Well, I think the video you refer to, if you'd followed the debate a little bit more closely, Fran, is not of a union official. That's been established. Secondly, the union said at that time that the particular member in question had done the wrong thing, and we have instigated some processes internally against someone who is a rank-and-file member of the union, not an official.
Right.
Thirdly, the employer concerned... And the guy was working on a job next door, observing grossly unsafe work practices. Mm. And if you do want to talk about criminality in the industry, the employer in that case was Grocon, who have been convicted of a criminal charge of actions resulting in the death of three people in Swanson Street, Melbourne.
Okay, and that's the union's position, that it's about health and safety and that you're concerned about. In the short time we've got left, is there any of the concessions, that the amendments to this bill, that you applaud? Because this bill does put some oversight, for instance, the Commission's coercive powers to the AAT, the Administrative Appeals Tribunal. It does make sure that people who are questioned will be entitled to be represented by a lawyer. Are you happier with this bill as it stands now?
Well, that's actually the existing provisions that govern the use of coercive powers under the Gillard era.
Yeah.
Fair Work,
but they were
going to
be taken away, weren't
they? Well, the government was intending to take them away, but they haven't got away with that. But look, what we've got is a situation where workers in one industry have restrictions on what they can bargain about. And some of the sort of emotive language which you have just used, and grossly inaccurate language reflecting some of the myths and inaccuracies which have been put about in the media about this bill, will not be impacted by that. What will be impacted by that is the right for workers to have a say about not having their workplace casualised, about not having their jobs converted to labour hire, about not being able to bargain about overtime, not even having the right to say that we should have more apprentices in the building and construction industry.
Okay.
Last time the ABCC was there, the facts are in, Fran, more workers died at work. Unlike a lot of industries, we are a high-risk industry. Recently in a three-week period, we had 5 people killed. And this doesn't address that. It doesn't address the rampant abuse of temporary visa workers in the industry.
Okay.
We need laws which are balanced. Our union gets it wrong from time to time, but when it comes to the rights of construction workers, no one is in there fighting harder than the CFMEU.
Dave Noonan, thank you very much for joining us.
Thanks for having me on, Fran.
Dave Noonan is the National Secretary of the CFMEU.